you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
She wanted $2 million a month in spousal support and got it, for what it's worth.
Bugging.
What's up? What's good? What's happening? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast in the world.
Favorite one ever.
Yes, this podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
And speaking of what's been happening in hip-hop culture, So we give them a little treat today. A little kind of recap episode, everything that's been happening in hip-hop for 2021. Some of the biggest moments, some of the best moments.
Yeah, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Yeah, some of the best new artists that have come out, best projects, collaborations, big news stories, all that. So let's just jump right into it. Okay, so let's start with a big one. Who's best new artist so far of 2021? We had a couple people who have just been having like breakout years so far, starting 2021. So like, who are some of our faves or some of the biggest?
It's so hard breaking down best new artists because there's some people who really just came out like January 1st, 2021. But there's also people who kind of like started, of course, a couple years ago, but are now getting
their moment.
Their moment in 2021 so far for the first couple months. So,
yes, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like that same way too. Like you didn't have to actually come out in 2021 to be one of the best new artists. Like new is like, all right, now you're having your moment. The world is getting put on to you. That's kind of like the accepted definition of new artists. So
yeah. That's our like definition that. for this thing.
Okay.
But I go with Murray. Murray's on that list for me.
Yes, North Carolina.
He's been having a good couple months so far. Also Armani Caesar from Griselda. She's from Buffalo, but another North Carolina artist.
Okay.
Pooh Shiesty. Gotta give it up to Pooh Shiesty. That's a couple for me. What about you?
Some of those same ones, of course. See, I want to say Rod Wave. Rod Wave is like old new. Like,
Rod Wave was
putting out stuff, but this is really starting to be his time right now. So if we can count Rod Wave, I'll sneak him in. Mm-hmm. But like, as far as really new people, I have to say BRS Cash has been having a year. He hit us with the Throat Baby moment, which was kind of carrying over from 2020.
Yeah.
But also he has the song with Mulatto, the Cash App. He put out the project Cash Only. That's somebody that I feel like is really going to take off in 2021 even more. You also have Blast, who is really, really starting to get his shine that he deserves right now. Mm-hmm. He put out a dope project this year, which we'll talk about too once we get into some of the best projects. But yeah, those pretty much Pooh Shiesty and Blast are my biggest two.
Yeah, same. I would say that too, because I was kind of on the fence with Blast. I was like, well, he's been out, but he is getting his shine. So I'm going to go with, Blast too is one of the best new artists out there for 2021. So
yes. If we had to come to a consensus on one, who would it be though? Top one. I gotta go with Big Brr, man.
You gotta go with Pooh.
You know why? Because he's been out shorter than all of these people, and he's having like kind of the biggest moment of all of them, with the exception of Rod Wave. But Rod Wave's been out like a little bit, like we said. So
yeah.
I have to go with Big Brr.
Okay, I think I'm gonna go with Moray.
I fully support that. North Carolina. He's been out a pretty short time too, as far as we knew. So I like that. I think that's a good vibe. Good company for best new artists.
I'm with it. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, so let's go to some of the biggest projects of 2021 so far.
There were a couple good ones that came out so far. You got Lil Durk, The Voice, came out
Voice
in January.
Of the Streets.
That was a good one. Shiesty Season came out in February. There's Pooh Shiesty. Also, I'm going to put Drake's Scary Hours 2 in there as a project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that came out in March. Those are my top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know I had to put the Jasmine Sullivan in there because she
classic.
Just came and snatched everyone's edges with Hotels.
Yeah.
She gave us some of the best vocals of R&B that we've heard all year long. Mm-hmm. So you know I had to include Jasmine Sullivan in mine.
Mm-hmm.
I also had the Judas and the Black Messiah soundtrack up there because there was just so many dope artists
so
on that
many.
Soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And of course, that came with one of the top songs of the year, which we'll get into as well. Like so many good moments and songs just spawned off the Judas and Black Messiah soundtrack, so I had to put that one up there too.
For sure.
Okay, and one I have to sneak in, all right? This project was released December of 2020, and I feel like since the Grammys and all them award shows, like their deadline is like November, December
right.
for the next year, I feel like we can slide this one in.
Which one are we sliding in? Which one?
I'm talking about Jack Harlow's album, That's What They All Say, because that was a great album, man.
That was good.
That counts for 2021. I don't care what nobody says.
We'll put it in there.
It counts for 2021, that Jack Harlow album.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Rod Wave put out Soul Fly. That thing did crazy numbers.
Yeah, it did
which
good.
Which is a part of why I'm like, yo, Rod Wave is really having his moment this year. So I got to put that one in there as well. Oh, and since we talked about Blast with Best New Artist, I'm sneaking that Blast project in there too, just for clarity.
I'm still playing his old stuff, so he just runs together for me. I
right.
like Blast.
Old, new, everything. Mm-hmm. So those were some of the bigger projects this year.
So out of the ones that we mentioned, what do you think is the top best project of 2021 so far? What do you go with?
You know I have to go with The Boy, even though it's the shortest one.
Yeah.
It just was what those three songs just did for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go with that one. But if I want to pick like a real, real project, I will go with Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels.
Nice. I feel the same way. I was going to go with Drake's too, the Scary Hours too, because just those, like you said, those three alone were just a vibe. Like,
yes.
It just brought you somewhere. Like,
and
so.
It's the fact that we've been waiting for the album so long, so
yes.
We was kind of just clawing, trying to get anything, and then he dropped that right on time. So it was just like, that was really a moment.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'd go with that. But if I had to choose a real one, Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes.
That's my top.
I agree. I'm with that one too.
Okay, let's go on to some of the news stories, the bigger news stories of this year, because things have really been getting shaken up. You had Kim and Kanye announce their divorce. That was a super big moment.
Yeah, that was big. Yeah, we seen that. I think TMZ is the one who broke it, and it was just like, what? Because they've always had problems, I guess, but we never thought they'd get a divorce. So
right.
So Kim and Kanye divorced, and that's pretty big. And where things been going on, him not being at the house, but being with the kids while she's gone,
right.
When she leaves. So it's been crazy for
them. They
that one.
Rolled out the divorce. They planted seeds for it. First it was, Kanye's on vacation without Kim, or he's in Wyoming and he's been there for 3 months and Kim hasn't been there.
Yeah.
So they were putting little bits of information out there, and then it finally came out that they were getting a divorce and Kim has got a lawyer and all of this. So yeah, that was definitely a big moment in hip hop news this past year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another big moment, and I'm so thankful he was able to come out on the other side of this, was when Dre had got that brain aneurysm.
Yeah, that was crazy too.
When we found that out, because when you hear brain aneurysm, you're like, is this person gonna make it? Are they gonna be good? That was a crazy, crazy moment in hip hop too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have some of the people that didn't make it, and those were some of the biggest moments. This is not a best category. This is just some of the biggest moments category,
right? Yeah,
of news. But you have, of course, the DMX thing.
Mm-hmm.
We found out he was hospitalized. You hear the word coma. You hear the words vegetative state. So we're like, oh my goodness, everybody's hoping for a miracle. And then eventually, we find out that he didn't make it. Then right after that, we get smacked with the Black Rob thing. So right. those were some of the bigger stories this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we also had some lighter stories that were really, really big in hip hop news, too.
Yeah, we had Lil Nas X and the whole Satan shoe scandal, and even with the song and everything. That had people, what they call it, was satanic scare or something like that of 2021, something like that. And it was just
people were trying to call Lil Nas X a devil worshiper. Mm-hmm. They called him Illuminati. They called him all types of things, saying he sold his soul because he was lap dancing with the devil in the video for Montero Call Me By Your Name.
Right.
And it's just like, yo, this is just provocative art. That's all that is. Like, people just took it all the way to the max. They tried to get the song taken down off streaming platforms, like everything. Yeah. They just went so hard with this. And Lil Nas kept on trolling because then he came out with some Satan shoes.
Right, with a little drip of human blood in it and like a Bible verse and 666 pairs.
That was definitely a big moment this year.
That was wild.
Oh, another big moment. We already talked about one Dr. Dre. He had another one, though, too, even before that, which was when his wife, Nicole Young, had filed for a divorce against him. And she wanted $2 million a month in spousal support and got it, for what it's worth.
Bugging.
But when we found out about that, when hip hop culture got a hold of that information, everybody was talking about it. They were like, $2 million? Did she make the Beats headphones from scratch?
That was a
crazy moment.
Exactly.
I had to include that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Another fave of mine was something that just happened a few days ago. The Ushbuck scandal.
Love the Ushbucks. Love that.
I'm still racking up charges on my Ushbucks card.
There you go, girl.
Come on. I've been running it up.
Come on.
Now, when Usher allegedly threw this fake money in the strip club, that was hilarious to me because, you know, Usher's from Atlanta or he reps Atlanta. Strip club culture is really big there.
Mm-hmm.
Usher is stupid rich. So when we found out that he was probably throwing fake money in the strip club with his face on it, the internet just had a ball with it. Like, that was just one of the funniest, most meme-filled moments of 2021 so far.
Yeah, definitely a lot of the memes were A1 for the Usher bucks.
I'm telling you. But have we figured out whether or not the club was telling the truth when they said Usher really wasn't throwing fake money? Have we ever gotten to the bottom of the mystery?
I don't know, because then once that happened, the Ushbucks been floating around. I think a bunch of other artists grabbed some and posted about it. So I'm like,
21 Savage
on?
Had them. Chris Brown had them. I'm like, oh, this is a real currency at this point.
Like, where'd they get theirs from? And, you know, a lot of people are mad. You know how you get Usher on dollar bill before Harriet Tubman. Crazy.
All bad.
Come on now.
Now let's jump back into some of this music. Some of the best songs of 2021 so far.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Who we got? Yeah.
You got Cardi B's Up.
Okay.
I think that was big when it came out because not a lot of, well, she didn't put out anything in a while.
No.
Besides WAP.
Yeah.
So.
That was the only thing. And we've been wanting to hear new Cardi B. So when Up came out, of course, you know, that made a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the Coi Leray and Lil Durk, No More Parties, that's still playing. A lot of people are still hyped for that.
Yep.
And of course, the Beatbox Challenge.
Oh, yes.
That was
definitely one of the biggest songs of 2021. One of those songs most remixed. That song has like at least 5 official remixes and like 50 unofficial remixes.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Everybody was hopping on a beat. The Baby, Pooh Shiesty, like
Mulatto, Randy Rooch. I feel like she made one.
Everyone. I made a beatbox freestyle. Everybody got one.
Exactly.
So that was one of the bigger ones. Mm-hmm. One of my faves was Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open.
Ooh, nice.
They came with the true classic R&B vibes on that one. Anderson .Paak, Bruno Mars, they formed a group on us out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
When we heard Silk Sonic, we're like, who is that?
Silk Sonic? Is that like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Exactly. What is this group that we're hearing about? But when we found out it was Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and then we heard the song, yeah, it was over from there.
Definitely.
Also, Lil Baby on Me. That song's been going crazy this year.
Still going crazy.
To this day. We have to say Quicksand by Moray.
Big song too.
I mean, just for him to be from North Carolina, to make such an impact so fast, like to get that Jay-Z recognition, to sign the Interscope deal, like all of this is happening off the success of Quicksand. So, of course, Quicksand is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else we got?
We got I Feel Like the Saweetie and Doja Cat Best Friend, because I'm always repeating, is that my bestie and a Tessie. So I just put Best Friend on there.
Put Saweetie and Doja Cat in a Tesla commercial, period. Please. Come on, man. That's the best product endorsement you can get right now.
Come
Saweetie
on.
Saweetie and Doja riding around in the Teslas. Come on, Elon Musk.
Yeah, come on. You already, you know, popping off with the Dogecoin. And, you know, come on, Elon. Get the hip-hop culture in there for the Tesla.
For sure.
Yeah.
I also liked Big Boss Rabbit, Freddie Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to put Wants and Needs by Drake and Lil Baby up there, too. Because that has been my favorite Instagram story song. Like, when I just want to post pictures and videos of myself.
Okay.
I got to put Wants and Needs in the background on Lil Baby part. Because Lil Baby just killed that.
Definitely
that was,
did.
Like, one of the best verses this year for me.
For sure. I would say so, too.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that was prevalent this year in hip-hop culture was beefs, back and mm-hmm. forths, social media spats, mm-hmm. Instagram thugging, all types
yeah.
of back and forths going on. So what was some of your favorite beefs this year so far?
So far, I gotta go with Lil Boosie and Mark Zuckerberg.
Top one.
I don't think Mark is beefing with Lil Boosie, but Lil Boosie is definitely beefing with Mark.
Oh, and for sure.
So I got that one. You know, everything from getting his Instagram deleted a third time.
Yes.
And just him not having his way on his social media as he should.
Mm-hmm.
So I've definitely, Boosie and Mark's beef is boiling. I'm going to go also with Kodak Black versus Megan Thee Stallion.
Also another one-sided beef.
A lot of one-sidedness going on. Because Kodak said saying that Megan was running with his phrase, who drive the boat, or I drive the boat.
Yeah.
And a lot of that and stuff. So that Kodak versus Megan. And also Soulja Boy versus Everybody.
You got
a little beef he had with Tyga for a little bit, and Travis Scott a little bit in the comments,
mm-hmm.
and the wrestlers. So
he was beefing with the WWE. Oh, don't forget about Drake.
Oh, and Drake. Come on now.
Yeah, like Soulja beefs with somebody for 3 minutes, and then he's best friends with them the next moment. So
yeah, so
it's not even really beef, but it's beef for those 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it thrown in there. Youngboy NBA versus the FBI.
That's a big beef.
That was a big, big beef this year.
Yes.
When he took them on a foot chase through the residential.
Yeah. FBI was not having it with Youngboy.
The FBI might have won that beef, but mm-hmm. NBA Youngboy put up a valiant effort. So we had to include that one.
He did good. He did good. And I think one more beef that has happened so far is Tekashi versus Meek Mill. And that
also
was like
a little one-sided.
You think so?
I think so.
Mm. Oh, one-sided for who? Tekashi?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because Meek Mill rebutted and had his clap back. And I think it was kind of like done for Meek, but Tekashi yeah. kept going.
Yeah, definitely. So. Tekashi was trying to keep it alive, to keep the clout coming, mm-hmm. to keep his name mentioned. Didn't really work out that much for him, but he tried.
Yeah.
He tried it. Let's get into some of the business of 2021, though, because a lot of money has been made.
Cha-ching. Let's talk about it.
We're talking millions and billions for some of our favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the bigger business happenings this year of 2021?
Some of the biggest business deals, of course, we've always talked about the Versus battles and them growing and expanding. I think one of their biggest collabs that they've had so far, they've had a couple, is them teaming up with Triller.
Yes, yes.
That's been really big for them.
Because Triller is the parent company for TikTok. Mm-hmm. So they acquired Versus. And with that, the artists that were all on episodes of Versus got actually some stake in the company still. They're all still shareholders. So that's mm-hmm. dope to see Triller buy it, but also give those people the opportunity to still have stake in it.
Yeah.
And just how they elevated the platform after they bought it. Like, the production value is just better now. Like, these last few Versus battles.
Yeah.
They've looked really good.
They have looked good. I ain't gonna hold you. They look good.
Yes, the camera angles were right. We haven't had really any Teddy Riley type Versus battles since then.
Not at all.
So, I'm loving the quality. I love the direction they're going. I love the production. Mm-hmm. That was just a dope deal, honestly.
Yeah, very smart move on their part to get that collab going.
Yeah.
So
we also got to touch on Hove, J-Hova. Jay-Z has made some huge business deals in the year 2021.
Mm-hmm.
From him selling 50% of his brand, Armand de Bronx, Armand de Brignac, okay, Ace of Spades, from him selling half of Ace of Spades, to him doing the deal with Jack from Twitter to sell Tidal.
Yep.
Jay-Z's made at least $500 million in 2021 alone. Let's just put that out there.
Come on.
So, yeah, the billionaire status continues to elevate with Hove.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Nas, who... I don't know. Nas is very, very sneaky about his money. You never really hear a lot, but we know some of the investments Nas has made over the years. We know in the past, like, he's invested in Lyft, PillPack, like a lot of these companies that are billion-dollar companies right now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the more recent ones that have just, like, skyrocketed is Coinbase.
Yeah.
Coinbase is the site where you buy different cryptocurrencies, and Nas was invested in this, and Coinbase just recently went public with an IPO.
Yeah.
So he's got at least a cool $40 million worth of stake in Coinbase right now that it just went public. So Nas is getting money on the low low. He's not loud out there with it. A lot of his deals don't, you know, go too public. But Nas is sneakily getting to that bag. I wouldn't be surprised if Nas got at least $500 million right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. He's definitely sitting on tons and tons of money. With all his investments, even like the songs too and things he's been in. He got some money.
Oh, yes. Nas is definitely getting to the bag.
Yeah.
Our girl Rihanna was also getting to the bag 2021.
Love that.
Fenty got that $1 billion valuation. They were able to raise $115 million in funding just this year. From investors. So, yeah, Fenty is already global, but it's going even more global.
Yeah, Rihanna just, I feel like everything she touches just goes up.
Gold.
Like, she just does so good. Her quality is good, too.
Rumpelstiltskin. Rihanna is Riri Stiltskin.
Yes.
She can spin anything into gold.
Period.
Now, let's get into some of the funny moments we had in 2021. Like, just news stories and things that came out that was just like, what is this? What is this about?
Yeah, so many so far. 2021 has already been crazy already. But some of the best funny news moments that have happened so far is, I would say, Cameron and his stalker neighbor.
Oh, hilarious.
For the sake of him just putting it on social media and keeping us updated, from them smashing to her getting crazy. Definitely some interesting news.
It was him documenting the whole thing for me. Like, he is hilarious for that. I think we got to run a little clip of that back just for the people who didn't catch it the first time.
Yeah, got to do that.
No. I'm going to call security, yo. I'm going to call security.
I got the same.
Yo, why? First of all, why are you calling me and you're outside the door?
So, yeah, as you can see, that was a crazy moment of 2021.
Crazy.
Cameron is just always providing us with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something funny that happened was the Baby versus JoJo Siwa, which really wasn't the Baby versus JoJo Siwa, but people made it into that. They created a beef out of the Baby lyric.
Right, like they were like, why is he mad at JoJo Siwa? Like, they were trending for like a good weekend that it happened off of his beatbox, another one of his beatbox challenges. And he had mentioned JoJo Siwa because he had put her like face in the video for it. And everybody was like, why'd JoJo do?
And they thought he was calling JoJo Siwa a B word, but he was really talking to whoever he was talking to on the song when he was like, you a B word, JoJo Siwa, basically saying JoJo could see why you are a B word.
Exactly. Play on words.
Play on words.
Lyricism.
But that was a funny moment, though. They were like, why is the baby coming at this little girl? And they thought he really had beef for her.
Right.
But no, he didn't. So that was one of the big confusions of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that had me confused was when we found out that Azalea Banks cooked her cat. And she documented that process as well. So
yeah, she did.
That was a moment that had a lot of people like, WTF.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of like weird little voodoo type stuff with that. I felt like that was more scarier than the Lil Nas X Satan shoes, because after we talked about Azalea Banks Asia, our podcast was kind of, you know, messing up.
Yo, and I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, seriously, whatever type of voodoo was being done, I guess the spirits didn't like us talking about it in a negative way. So like, we recorded the podcast, we had it done, edited everything. The file got messed up. It started playing backwards, and we could not get it to go forward.
Come on,
honest to God, like, I will swear on anything.
Yeah.
The podcast was speaking in tongues.
Oh,
it
Lord.
Was playing backwards, and I could not correct it. Like, we had to re-edit the entire podcast.
So, it was possessed.
The cat definitely came back to haunt us. Matter of fact, I just want to stop talking about it right now before this podcast gets messed up too.
Yeah, let's not do that. Yeah. That was definitely crazy.
Yeah, it was super crazy. Now, another thing that was super crazy this year, we just talked about this one a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mustard's stylist, or let me put stylist in air quotes. Mustard's stylist, a.k.a. his personal shopper,
yeah,
stole over $50,000 worth of money from him going on shopping sprees. Mm-hmm. All so she could flex on Instagram. No real reason. She didn't do it to feed her family, to get surgery for her sick grandma. Like, she literally stole this money so she could flex with designer clothes on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Got herself fired from a $6,000 a month job.
Dumb. Fumbled.
Got herself blackballed and blasted in the industry. So now she probably can't even really be a stylist because everybody knows she a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this whole thing was sad, but it was hilarious to me because it's like, this was all for no reason. You didn't have to do this.
Yeah, since you could have still had your job to buy your own stuff. You just didn't have to charge up more on the card to flex for the gram.
Right. So that was one of the funnier moments, too.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I want to get to before we get out of here, though, is the most anticipated project. We covered everything that already happened. What are we most anticipating in these coming months?
There's so many things that are still coming out because 2021, we still have a lot, long ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the projects that have been teasing us for the longest that we are just ready for it to come out is definitely Roddy Ricch's Feed the Streets 3.
Of course.
That's been teased for a while now. Ready for that one.
Roddy has been posting Instagram videos. He's been deleting his Instagram pictures, letting us know he's coming. He got a little tattoos, Feed the Streets 3. Roddy, we ready, okay?
Definitely ready for that one. Also, one is thanks to Travis Scott, he had put out that Don Toliver's album was coming out. Don't have a name for it, but definitely when Don Toliver's album pops out, definitely be looking out for that one.
Yeah, a lot of people waiting on that one.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What are you waiting on?
You know, we need JID's Forever Story. That's something we've been getting teases from as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeing Instagram pictures, him in the studio with Black and Smino and all the people he usually works with.
Yep.
So, you know, we're waiting on JID.
Mm-hmm.
We're also waiting on Khaled. Khaled has announced. He's been telling us the Her vocals are in, the Migos vocals are in.
Mm-hmm.
We got all these vocals in. So now we just waiting on the album from Khaled. I know that's going to be a big one for this year.
Definitely.
And lastly, you know, we've been over this 100 times on this podcast.
Girl.
So we're not going to go too deep into it, but we're waiting on Drake.
The Certified Lover Boy. What is taking so long?
Most anticipated album of 2021 so far.
By far. Yeah.
And I don't have anything else to add to it. I've said all I can say. At this point, Drake, just give us the album.
Please. That's all we need for 2021. Just drop the album.
That's some of our wants and needs for 2021.
For sure. We need that. Want that.
Okay. Let's end it on that note. I think we pretty much covered all that happened this year so far. Most of what happened this year so far.
Yeah, definitely some of the, a lot of moments we didn't get the hit on, but this first quarter definitely has been crazy and like good and, you know, blessings, ups and downs. So
yeah, no, it's been a journey so far.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to keep going though. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily, our little mini quarterly wrap up, as always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbeam, all your podcast apps. Subscribe to DX Daily. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter for even more information and more news stories and more music coverage at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, follow us too. Let us know what you think of the year so far, some of your favorite moments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Asia Sky on everything, Instagram, Twitter, all social media apps.
And same, you can follow me as well on Instagram and Twitter, and everything is at Adub.
Yes, we will see you on Monday with more daily news. Enjoy your weekend.
See ya.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.